Good evening. I'd like to call the 5th Osage Nation Congress to order. It's September 18, 2017. Time is 5:09 p.m. We are on day 12 of our future session. Congresswoman Buffalo, please pray for us this evening, sir.
Dear Heavenly Father, be with every member of the Osage Nation, wherever they may be. Help to guide this Congress to do the work of the people. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please. Congresswoman Buffalo,
present.
Congresswoman Edwards, present. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Superman.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redhorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for September 15th. Is it as confused as mine?
No.
Congressman Walker?
So, trying to follow the amendment number one that starts about midway down on the second page, and then I see what happened there, but then the final amended amendment should have been one yea and 11 nays, right? I mean,
yes.
Voted and failed with one yea and 11 nays. So it's...
Yeah, it's backwards. Yes. It should be a bunch of nays. Yes. Okay, thank you.
However, the German is correct. I took her the journal of September 15th as amended.
Second.
I mean, that means you were going to amend it.
I seconded.
What was it?
Second.
Oh, I didn't hear a motion, sorry.
Okay.
Motion and second to approve the journal as amended. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, the journal for September 15th is approved. Reports of select committees. Congressman Tillman.
Good
Speaker, members of Congress, Mr. Chief, Rules and Ethics and Engrossment Committee report. We met last Friday. Bill number ONCA 17-72, an act to authorize and appropriate $9,300,000 to the health benefit plan fund for fiscal year 2018 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Shannon Edwards. Final committee action is due pass if properly engrossed. Voting results were 2 yes votes, Tillman and Hamilton, 1 absent, Edwards.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other select committee report? Okay, seeing none, report to standing committees. Are there any standing committees to report? Introductions of bills and resolutions. Any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Seeing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Hamilton.
Good afternoon. Reading in ONCA 17-112. An act to authorize and appropriate $1,300,000 to the Osage Nation Energy Services LLC and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Bill ONCA 17-113, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 17-112 is assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. And ONCA 17-113 is assigned to Governmental Operations. We are now on General Order Day 1. Second reading, Congresswoman Edwards.
ONCA 1773 is an act to authorize and appropriate $8,100,000 to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Okay, we are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 1772, an act to authorize and appropriate $9,300,000 to the Health Benefit Plan Fund from fiscal year 2018 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
Close.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Edwards, you have the floor.
This is the first of what I call the big three appropriations that fund the most important, or arguably the most important, direct services for our people. This one is an act to authorize and appropriate $9,300,000 to the Health Benefit Plan Fund from fiscal year 2018 general revenues. I thought I would simply read the fiscal analysis so that those listening have the benefit of understanding what's happening. The bill title is 1772. I am the sponsor. And Clayton Fox, our budget analyst, prepared a fiscal analysis for us. The funds will be coming out of FY 2018 general funds. They will provide funding for the calendar year 2018 health benefit. The fiscal impact is that $9.3 million will come out of the general treasury and go into the health benefit plan fund. The assumptions are that this appropriation will fund the Osage Nation Limited Health Benefit, as well as the plan's third-party administrator, and benefits to the Osage people, the Medigap coverage Plan F and Plan and Part D, and the administrative fees associated with that. They will also pay for the administrative fees associated with the health benefit. The implication is that Osage citizens currently utilizing the health benefit plans, both what we like to call the CAR, which is actually CAR or reimbursement, for those persons under 65 as well as over 65, and the elders that take the Medigap Plan F and now a new coverage, which is Part D. Approximately 11,350 members of the Osage Nation currently utilize the limited health benefit, the Plan F, and now possibly the Part D portion of the health benefit. The administrator of the Medigap coverage is United American. The cost of the Medigap coverage is about $1.5 million, which is estimated to be about $2,320 per elder per premium. And then they estimate about 400 Osage elders may additionally choose to participate now in the Part D prescription coverage. The expenditures from the plan will be limited to $6.8 million for the other coverage, with this amount of money that's in the fund this year. It is estimated that this amount will cover, under current levels of expenditures, all the expenditures out of the fund. Now, there are some question marks. We haven't been presented the final contract with a new health provider. We've been given, some of us have been given email notification of that new provider. I don't believe this body has heard from that provider or has had the opportunity to ask questions of that provider, but I've heard that the administrative costs will go down with this provider. Now, this money does not also contemplate the estimated cost or any cost to unravel what's been described as an accounting issue with the carryover. You've heard me mention that before. I've heard, but we weren't able to hear from the consultants, that there is an issue in accounting for the carryover with the current provider. We'll see how that plays out. There is no provision in this law that would cover an accounting, any kind of accounting work that needs to be done, if it does, with the old health benefit provider. So, I'm really pleased that this has passed. As one congresswoman looked at me and said, I think we learned our lesson on not providing adequate benefits in this session to this fund. So I would really urge your support of this, and then we can move on to more complicated matters. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
The question is, shall ONCA 1772 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yep.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pethlehead.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 1772 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 1772 will advance to enrollment. There are now motions and notices. Are there any motions or notices? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Appropriations Committee meets immediately following the session. I told some of the members of the committee there's some dinner upstairs that we would gather to meet after we finish eating dinner. So.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll also meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m.
Okay. Congressman Maker?
It's not on our agenda here, but I have a culture committee meeting scheduled for tomorrow at 3:15 to 5:15, but if there's no other meetings, we can change that to an earlier meeting. I don't think there's any other meetings scheduled.
You're wanting to change it?
If there's no other meetings.
Why?
Between, well, because. They'll give people.
I think there's a full schedule tomorrow.
Is there? I don't see other meetings scheduled. Okay.
Okay.
We'll keep it right here.
You're keeping your meeting at 3:15?
We will keep our meeting at 3:15.
To what?
5:15.
5:15. Okay, thank you. Congressman Hamilton?
I just wanted to note that we have an education committee meeting tomorrow, IFS, and it's going to be real quick, just to report out our, the sections that we covered on ONCA 1799, referring back to appropriations. That's the only thing on the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
Made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
What time is it?